Well, folks, this next tune we're gonna do, I guess that microphone caused some collateral damage to the banjo for a second, so. No. That's just the microphone, don't worry. I shouldn't have said collateral damage. It just broke a string. But while Justin's getting that new string on, we're gonna play this tune here. This is one called Two-Time Loser that Renan wrote, I guess, what, a decade ago now?
Rub it in, man. Rub it in. No,
it was only about 6-7 years ago. Not to,
Anyway,
way back in the early 2000s, you know.
I wrote this too with a friend of mine.
Walk called, one, or something like that.
I'll finish up introducing this. It's one I wrote with a friend of mine. It's called Two Time Loser. Let's just do it.
I'm putting you out, baby. right.
Just wanna let you know that we've got a website and stuff like that. www.carolinatalkdrops.com if you want to know when we're going to be back. Don't worry, we got plenty more music to play. I just like to throw that in there, you know. Let's see, what are we doing next? Oh, yes.
Sound like dancing.
Oh, you want a dance tune? Well, now, I think we can oblige on that. How about Sandy Boys?
Sandy Boys, that sounds good. Here's an old breakdown called Sandy Boys.
Back in action. When we started playing as a band, the two things that we did that sort of were the best band training you could possibly have was we played for a lot of square dances and cloggers because those, you know, dancers...
Dancers don't fool around.
No, they don't mess around, man. And they let you know if they don't like the music by not dancing. You know what I'm saying? So, or they give you those looks. Who's playing up there? So that was really good training. Keep a really good beat, make it danceable. And also the other thing that we did a lot of is play for middle schools. Now let me tell you, if you can wring a smile out of a middle schooler by the end of an hour playing fiddles, banjos, and jugs, you're doing all right. I'll be honest with you, we didn't always wring that smile out of them, but we learned how to do it as we were going. So,
I'll tell you, one of the roughest ones we did, we were in really rural North Carolina, and we played, it was an alternative high school for kids that had missed too many days of regular school. And this was 10 through 12. And it wasn't a stage and seats, it was just seats and us in seats. So they were as big as us and sat down and were like, what are you going to tell me? We got him after an hour.
That was good. That was a good show. All right. So